Welcome back, guys. This is preview number 4 for Nick. And this preview, we are talking the Terre Haute, however you pronounce it, Indiana State. Let's just say that. The Indiana State Terre Haute Regional. This is an interesting one. And Micah and Hayden were joking about on the podcast how they been to Terre Haute before, and they think it's the scrappiest, weirdest town, which doesn't surprise me. Some bum little nowhere town. I don't mean to trash talk it on a podcast, but how they got a regional is beyond me. So we're gonna preview it anyway. I don't know, this regional, nothing pops out for me in this regional, and that's why I have the Carolina Tar Heels being unscathed in this region and going 3-0. Hell, even Micah had Indiana State losing a game, their first game against Wright State. I bet you that this regional will have the least amount of eyes on it. And I think the fan base that will be watching the most are the Carolina fan base for sure. Just nothing pops out. Now, game one for Iowa and Carolina, that's going to be a great game. I will admit that. That's going to be fun. Iowa's got one of the best pitchers in the country. He's like a top 10 pitcher in the country. But I don't know if he's seen or has played against the bats like North Carolina with Vance Honeycutt, Matt Horvath, Tomas Frick. The list goes on. I mean, this Carolina ball club, very talented, very good. They have decent pitching. The pitching doesn't jump off the page as much, but their bats are really good. They play clean baseball on the field. It's definitely not a Carolina team that jumps out on you. I think Mike and I kind of called it midway through the season, and we both said, what is Carolina's biggest win? Like, what makes them a top 25 team right now? And when the preview brackets, or however you want to call it, were coming out, or projections, I should say, the projections were coming out, you never really questioned why Chapel Hill wasn't a regional host. And you saw them for the first half of the season, top 15, got up to number 12 or 11, but every projection didn't have Chapel Hill as a regional host. And I never questioned it. Micah never questioned it. It was like, why aren't we talking about this more? Like, they're number 12, they're number 15. They should be considered as a regional host. But when we figured out why we never questioned it, we took a deeper dive into who they played. Well, they lost to ECU. They lost 2 out of 3 to Virginia. At the time, their best series win was Duke. And Duke wasn't what we thought they would be. We thought Duke was, you know, on the cusp of even making a regional when we were thinking of all this. Now the story's completely changed. I mean, Duke is one of the better teams in the country, and potentially got snubbed out of the regional host bid. But Carolina, how do I say this? They're not exciting as well. Like, I don't think Carolina, and that's why I don't think this region is as exciting as everyone else. Like, I think they're the worst when it comes to excitement, when it comes to, you know, jumping off the page, like, oh my God, this region is going to be so great. Look at these teams. It's not like the Columbia regional. It's not like the Conway regional. It's not like the Clemson regional or Fayetteville. Yeah, hell, the Winston-Salem regional is more exciting to me. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, I work for Wake and I'm going to be at the games and I know the guys and stuff. Like when I saw the Winston-Salem regional get posted and revealed, I immediately thought that's an exciting, like for a one seed, that's tough. Those are, you know, great matchups. Those are decent matchups for Wake. It's not going to be a snooze fest. This, I think, is a snooze fest. So you got Carolina, who I think will go 3-0 and win this region. But they're one of the more boring Carolina teams. And I get it. You know, if you're a Carolina fan, you're like, oh, Nick, you're a State fan. Like, what do you know? We swept you guys, yada, yada. I get it. Carolina's a great team. They're a great ball club. I think they were always bound to make the regionals. Now, I don't think they should be a three seed, but of all the three seeds you could be in, Carolina got very fortunate of where they're at, in my opinion. Like, you get past Iowa and get past one of the better pitchers, and I think they will, without a doubt, with their bats. And then there's no question in my mind that Carolina will go on and be 3-0 in this. So it's not exciting. People question why Indiana State was hosting. Well, look, they won their conference. They have a really, really good record. It's just, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles. So I got Carolina 3-0. Although I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, their bats just suddenly went cold. I mean, we've seen their bats cold. That Clemson series and then them playing Clemson in the semifinals of the ACC tournament, their bats went cold, but you never know. So it's a boring regional. I'll say that it's a very boring regional. But I got Carolina going 3-0. So yay, Tar Heel fans. I got you going 3-0. And if you were, I get it. You're mad because you're a three seed. And yeah, sure. I mean, you're a three seed in the 14th top seed. So you weren't far off from a two seed. Now you could have been a very bad two seed. You could be where Wake it. You could be in the Winston-Salem regional, right? You could be there. But they're not going to put two ACC teams in. But Maryland is, when it comes to picking the teams, is the worst two seed. And you could be there, but you're not. You're one of the better three seeds, and I got you coming out of this bracket. So, yeah, that's my little preview. I think Carolina's bats will do them a lot of justice. I don't think anybody in this region can keep up with their bats. Now, maybe Iowa can. And I don't mean to sleep on Indiana State, but look, it's Carolina. I get it. They're not the most exciting Carolina team, but when their bats get going, they're really, really good. So that's who I got. That's who I have coming out of the Terre Haute regional is the Carolina Tar Heels. And in my bracket, I'm not previewing this region, but I've got them playing Arkansas. So they will be going down to Fayetteville for me. I got one more of these. So hopefully you guys stick with me and listen to my last region. Thank you for listening. And as always, go ACC. ACC.